And joining us once again is our 36th District State Senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well myself. Glad to have you back on to get an update. Well, I know first on your agenda is always what's happening in the budget process.
The budget. Yes, I live with the budget. You know, I think the exciting part is we continue to move forward on the budget with the subcommittees. And once we return from in-district work period in a couple weeks, so we're about 3 weeks out giving committees more time to continue to work on that. But I think it's moving over in a positive way, in a timely way as well. So that's good. But I think the real exciting news about the budget is what happened last night around 10 o'clock last night. The Michigan House of Representatives took up Senate Bill 565, which originally started as a water infrastructure bill and has been more transformed through discussions, negotiations, into an actual infrastructure bill that is about $4.8 billion. And so the investment makes a huge investment into our water infrastructure, into our roads, into broadband, and into our state and local parks as well. And so I'm excited about that. We've got a lot of positive things within this that are long-term going to help with infrastructure investments across the state.
Yeah, sounds like it. So exciting news on the budget, but I think the first thing on a lot of people's minds right now is what the price of gas is, and you're trying to work on that, too, in Lansing.
We have. You know, about, I think, 2 weeks ago, it might have been three at this point. Time goes so quickly here.
Yeah.
The governor actually came out and asked the federal government to repeal the gas, you know, put a holiday on the federal gas tax. And so the Michigan House of Representatives said, you know, that's a fantastic idea. Why can't the state do that as well? And so while we haven't heard back from the federal government, whether they will or won't, and I have my doubts that they will, we did receive a bill from the Michigan House of Representatives 2 weeks ago. And last week, the Michigan Senate did concur and approve that gas tax holiday. So it would relieve the gas tax across the state of Michigan by 27 cents a gallon, a total bill of estimated right around $750 million that would stay inside the pockets of our residents across the state. And so the governor doesn't seem to be too excited about that, and so I'm not sure how well that will go, but it has, at a minimum, opened up a discussion. How do we maybe get rid of at least the sales tax on gasoline? And I think that's a positive long-term solution versus maybe the short-term. And so, you know, overall, I think we're moving forward in the right discussion, trying to help Michigan families keep more dollars in their pocket and deciding where to spend them than at the gas station or in taxes.
Indeed. Well, I also understand you're going to be out and about in the district. Is that right?
I am. We have in-district work period coming up, so it's spring break for our schools, and so there's this 2 weeks coming up. I haven't had a chance to map it out yet, but looking forward to be back out in the district while I don't have to be in Lansing if we can get the supplemental done. Budgets are working in the right direction, so looking forward to being up in the great North Michigan.
Sure.
And seeing how things are going. So very much looking forward to that.
Very good. Well, if we don't catch up with you that way, how can we contact you, Jim?
As always, the best way to contact me is 855-347-8036, 855-347-8036, or StateSenatorJimStomas.com.
State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. Be safe, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
I appreciate it. Look forward to it, and have a great day and a great weekend coming up.